You know how people dream about finding buried treasure and how every so often somebody actually does? Well, this week, scientists revealed the discovery of a huge cache of early human-like fossils, a brand new species of human ancestor buried deep in a cave in South Africa. And you and I read about this in the headlines, but Aliyah Gertov first heard about it like this.
I woke up one morning, checked my Facebook, and there was a post requesting small-bodied excavators who could drop everything at a moment's notice, come to South Africa, and they needed to be able to fit in tiny spaces. I was like, that describes me perfectly.
Anthropologist Aliyah Gertov's life changed with that post. Today, on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, we'll find out about what this new discovery means and head inside that cave.
From the outside, the cave is not much to look at, honestly. It's just a hole in the ground. But as you descend, it becomes darker and darker. You begin to have to squeeze between the walls. And about 4 or 5 minutes into the cave, you come to the Superman crawl, essentially like a little tube that you have to get through. And that opens up into an area where the only way to get where you're going is to crawl up a fallen ridge of stone called Dragon's Back. Dragon's Back is an appropriate name for it. It's narrow on both sides, so you have to place your feet very carefully or you'll slide off one way or the other. Once you get up Dragon's Back, you enter a fissure that drops 12 feet. Now, it's a very tight drop. What we're talking about is the choke point that required such small-bodied people. The narrowest point in that chute is about 7 inches.
Wait, 7 inches?
Yeah. Well, that's why most of the way down I was shimmying kind of with my head turned to the side. The first time I went into that cave, my heart was pounding. It was cool, the stones were a little bit damp, but it smells good. It smells like dirt, like just after a rain, that kind of dampness. And it smells ancient. And the only thing you're hearing is the swish of your coveralls, the scrape of your feet against stone or dirt, and the sound of your own breathing.
And after all that, finally, you get to the Dina Liddy chamber, and there are the bones.
It's hard not to resort to almost religious terminology when trying to describe that chamber. It did have a cathedral-like feeling, even though it was on a much smaller scale. The first time I went in, I could see hundreds of bones just lying on the surface. I can see little pearly teeth glinting here and there. And I never thought that I would get to work directly with hominins. They are so rare to have just hundreds of them lying there was exhilarating and shocking, really. You know, here I was in the presence, the final resting place of many of our ancient relatives.
Did it feel sacred?
Hmm.
I know you're a scientist, but still.
Yeah. Yes, to the extent that there is sacredness in science, that space was sacred.
So what does it feel like to have been one of only a handful of people to have seen one of the most extraordinary archaeological discoveries in history?
It was life-changing. It is life-changing, and I think in a lot of ways trying to describe it does put limits on it. You reduce it down to the narrow sense of certain words, and I have a hard time really doing that for what I felt.
Aliyah Gertov was part of the team that excavated the fossilized bones of a brand new human ancestor, Homo naledi, found inside South Africa's Rising Star Cave outside Johannesburg.